Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
A trade news update for Beaumont Tiles.
A bit of news through on the Melbourne Footy Club. The Age reporting that Mitch Brown has signed a one-year deal to continue with the Demons as a rookie, 31-year-old. We'll get to more on the Demons a little later. And Maddie, some good news at the Adelaide Footy Club. They've officially signed Darren Burge as head of high performance after his success with the Demons.
He doesn't come cheap, Darren. He'd be the most expensive strength and conditioning manager in the comp, but he is well worth it. In fact, worth more than the coach, I would say.
Sauce just moved back in his seat.
Yes, I'll tell you a little story, Sauce. When I was at Port Adelaide, okay, I went there from Melbourne, and I'm standing there watching training for the first 2 weeks, and I've got Choco Williams and Phil Walsh with me, and I said to both of them, I said, "This is the worst preseason I've ever seen. I watched for 2 weeks." I said, "I could do this." And they said, "Well, we were in the finals the previous year. I think they lost to eventual Premier North. So it must have been the year Essendon won the flag that I got there." So I think they played in the rain, and they played it actually really well, but they got beaten, and I think North went on and won the flag. But anyway, I said to him, I said, "This is horrible, this pre-season." And Choco goes, "Well, we finished the season really well and we just want to ease into the season and we're going to get home hard and we'll be at our best by finals time." And I said to Choco, I said, "You'll be 1-10 at the halfway mark with this pre-season." You know what they were? 1.5-11. They got home hard. They won 6.5 games. Anyway, out of that, what happened was that Choco, who'd been at Essendon, went and got the understudy to Quinny. I can't think of what's Quinny's first name?
John
Quinn, yes. Very good.
Pretty good, that.
Yeah, that's excellent for you.
Yeah, that's good.
He went and got the understudy, who was Andrew Russell. So Andrew Russell came into Port Adelaide, and straight away I knew this is a really good pre-season. And at the end of the year I left Port Adelaide, and I went up to him and wished him all the best. And I said, "If I ever get a gig as a coach in the AFL, a rough chance," I said to Andrew, "I said, I'm going to come and get you to be the strength and conditioning, and I'm going to pay you whatever you want. And if it's a dollar more than me, I don't care, because I can't be good unless you are excellent." Mm. And he said, "Oh, really, really?" Anyway, Clarko got the job, which I got interviewed for the Hawthorne coaching job. Six of us did. And so did Clarko, and I was the last one interviewed.
You might have won 5 flags.
Anyway, so we're talking about they really wanted to get their fitness right because it was a disaster. They had a lot of injuries. So I've done the big spiel about what do I do around strength and conditioning and all that sort of stuff. And they said, "Oh, have you got anyone in mind?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to go get Andrew Russell." And they said, "Oh, Clarko said that as well." I just started laughing, really. I've got old Clarko's already got him, because Clarko was at Port at the time. Yeah. He's already got him. So I would pay the best fitness bloke whatever he wants. He is already the number one best trade over the trade period, getting Darren Burgess. They won't know themselves. They were pretty good this year, but he's next level.
Even with the soft cap situation, you'd pay him what they want.
Well, yeah, I would
more than the coach.
I would say if I have to get rid of an assistant coach or development coach, go on to get this bloke, because you only have to look at Melbourne this year to see blokes who have struggled to run previously, Petrarca, on top of his game, and Salem is another one, on top of his game, never been great runners. They were power runners this year. Some of their power runners got even better. Maxi Gawn, he looked a power runner. So this bloke's a superstar at his game. He'll be fantastic for the Crows. The interesting thing that happens at Melbourne, who replaces him? It's a really, really crucial replacement here. I don't think he's influence on them winning the flag should be underestimated.
Well, I think his understudy, Selwyn Griffith, might have something to say about that. I think he was brought in from the Lions last year. Might dig up a bit of that later on. That's the latest news. We'll hit the Kogan Mobile open line for a couple of calls. I want to start with Ronnie in Craigieburn. We spoke about the Suns and that extra pick they got. Ronnie's got his take on it. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, mate. How you going, boys? So they've been given that extra pick 19. Now, my thought over the years, the AFL giving them extra picks and extra spots and extra long lists and all that, I feel there's really not enough fight in this team because they know there's extra spots. There's really no incentive there for players to fight. And they look like they're going bad and the AFL just keep handing out draft picks. I just make them fight, make them earn this stuff. You've got to draw a line in the sand. You can't just keep giving it everything to them. You've got to make them earn it. It's just no good because every year you're compromising the draft. Every year. It's just mind-boggling how the leaders of the competition can keep doing this.
Thanks for your call, Ronnie. This is the last of the compensation package they got. The big one was when they got the pick two to partner up with the pick one when they got Rowell and Anderson. They've had a couple of other picks in that time. The Northern Territory Academy, they never had access to that. They've since got access to that, which has been a big one. Joel Jeffrey has come out of that. What do you make of this pick 19, Sauce?
Well, it's the second time they had pick 19, is that right? Oh, look, I just... look, good luck to Gold Coast. Go for it. So, you know, I'd be pushing for it, and good luck to them. But I just think it's a bit much, particularly when you've got a team like North Melbourne that, you know, all of a sudden the pick sits in front of their pick 20. I would be more happy if it was probably mid, if they were to get a pick, probably mid 20s or where mid second round pick where the teams that have finished outside the eight get their pick where they should and then place that pick there. But pick 19 is a pretty special pick given the fact that I'm not too sure what's happening draft night, whether it's only the first round and then they go into it. When you're able to sit on that pick 19 and you go into the next day, it's a really valuable pick. Teams tend to come for it. Deals tend to happen with it. That's a real gift.
Well, that's already happened because they actually gave them a mid-round draft pick, pick 11.
That's the one.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's the pick they
and
had.
You know,
so, yeah.
That was the one. And you know what they did with that? Second night of the draft, straight away they traded because for pick 27, which was the first pick, must have been a lot of NGA father sons that year. So 27 was the first pick in the draft, start of the draft on the second night. They traded pick 11 for it to get Jeremy Sharp, who looks like he's going to be a beauty, who was still on the table.
Yep.
And to answer the gentleman's question, compromises to the draft, how many are there? There's a million of them. Father sons, NGAs. It's ridiculous.
And I'm actually not against teams getting multiple picks, particularly, you know, if they've been down on the, like, if they're a rebuilding. I think it takes a long time to rebuild a team, and you have a look what Melbourne has done. Yeah. They haven't done that overnight. That's been an 8, 9, 10 year process type of thing. But I don't mind them getting multiple picks, whether it is an extra pick in the second round. I think with what the compensations that they've been given over the last couple of years to be actually being given pick 19, they've already got compensation for their academies and they've got the Northern Territories and they won seven games this year. Like,
yeah,
that's a big gift, I reckon.
Well, the AFL had the choice whether to give them 19 or this year, but they have handed it to them. So the Suns will have the first pick of the second round. Just one more call from Matt on the Kogan Mobile open line. He joins us from Wollongong. Good afternoon to you, Matt.
Hey, Mitch. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm a Geelong supporter, and I hope I'm sort of fairly reasonable when it comes to my thinking. I try not to be too biased about what I expect, but for the first time in a very, very long time, I'm actually okay with us not going for it next year. I think it is past us now. I don't think we can seriously say we're challenging the way we always have. And I really hope the club doesn't come out and sort of say, nah, we expect to be there again and we're going for it and we expect the same sort of results, because I don't think that's realistic. I'm also not expecting miracles when it comes to the trades and things like that, but I'm just trying to find some opportunities. Like, I'm disappointed that we lost Kruger because I actually thought he was someone that really fit the right bracket that we were after. Sort of a good sort of player, that right sort of age, and I thought he would have been very, very good going forward. So that's pretty disappointing. Clark, he'll go something maybe in the 20s. Yep, that's when we wear that. When I look at the possible trade options, if they are actually options, it may be people that can go to other clubs that might need a bit of experience or whatever. So Henderson's probably likely to retire, I would say. Dalhouse, I don't believe he's in our best team anymore. So maybe there's someone who looks at him and says, yeah, maybe. Cole Jasny, I've continued to look at him year after year and just gone, is he really in our best 22 or is he just kind of there? Higgins, I know we signed him and all that, but is it a case of saying, sorry, mate, this just hasn't worked out? Is there someone who might give you another year beyond next year? Rowan, do we have to re-sign him? Is it a foregone conclusion that we re-sign him? Stanley, we're never, ever going to win a flag with him as our ruckman. It's just that simple. He cannot be trusted when it really matters. These guys are sort of those, a few of those ones are the ones that are sort of 30 plus and or getting to that age where, you know, possibly they're not in the next charge. I'm trying to just find ways to manage a pretty tricky situation, and I'd really value your opinions on it. Or is it just a case of us being in a really, really bad situation and we just basically have to sit back and just cop what comes our way?
Pretty strong assessment there from Matty Wollongong. Matty, you might have stolen your thunder for your list committee later in the...
Yeah, well, it's going to be next year, next week. Look, all very important points. We spoke about Geelong a bit yesterday and said they need to start playing their kids. They have got some really good ones in there. They haven't got the balance right. In defence, you're right. Henderson and Koladasny doesn't quite work out there. There's certainly one, maybe, depending on the opposition's forward line, but not both. They're a bit too cumbersome down there. Mind you, the key forwards don't kick any goals, but when the ball hits the ground, they look horrible. And you're right with all those other players you're talking about. Geelong themselves have been talking about getting a ruck for 5 years and they still haven't done anything about it. I know they had a little crack at Fremantle's Darcy.
Goldstein.
Goldstein a few years ago. They haven't been able to get anyone over the line. And, they've got all these blokes still on another year's contract. And I don't mind that, but I just can't see them playing that much next year. They need to bring these kids in and play them as much as possible, especially through the midfield.
Soss, do you think it's chips in, given Hawke and Selwood have got one more year left in them, generational players, they've brought in Isaac Smith, Tom Hawkins, Jeremy Cameron. Is it time to go for one more? Or are you robbing these young kids? Like Jordan Clark looks like he will request a trade. Kruger, as our caller just mentioned. Sam De Koning, is he ready? Where do you see them?
Yeah, oh, look, I still think they'll make the eight. Purely because they play down at Geelong. Mm. They play that ground really well. So I think they play 11 games down there. And
they'll play nine
games. But they also, they're also one of the favourites leading into the finals. So I don't think they're going to drop off. I think we're looking at their last finals performance. And they got blown away. Yes, they did. But it's interesting with the injection of some youth, like, and it might only be two or three players, it can change the dynamics of a football team. And I still think they've got enough talent there to be a really, really competitive team. There's no doubt that they would walk away from that final series and going, okay, we and Chris Scott's smart enough to know it, and their coaches are smart enough to know, okay, we've got to get some games into these kids. Who's right on that borderline to be able to play senior footy regularly? Where they would have thought, okay, we've brought these older players in to have a real crack at it and thinking we can get it done. The injection of youth, and it might only be two or three players, can really change the dynamics of a football team.
All right, we're keen to get your take on the Cats as the trade period unfolds. Plenty of big decisions there. We're waiting on an official trade request for Jordan Clark. Nathan Kruger will find his way to the Pies, and keen to see what the Cats do in the key position stakes. This is the late trade for MEGT, your local apprenticeship expert since 1982, and Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Up next, Matty Rendell's list committee for the Gold Coast Suns.